Welcome to episode 7 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. All right, guys, before we dive into today's question and I provide an answer, we are going to start with a little bit of housekeeping. First things first, one of my favorite things to do is shout outs. Now, to get your shout out on the show, this is what I need you to do. And go and do it, like pause the podcast and go and do it right now. Or if you're driving, don't do it now because that's not safe. Head over to iTunes. Leave a review. Honest feedback is 100% appreciated. And I will feature that little tidbit in a future episode. See that? So you leave a review. I feature the review. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins. So head over to iTunes and do that. You can also do it at Stitcher. Whatever works for you. I am featuring one iTunes review today, and I'm also featuring a tweet today. So I guess I should also tell you that if you tweet me at the Stacey Harris, use the hashtag hit the mic, that could also get you featured in a future episode. But I won't lie, iTunes reviews are my favorite. So our first shout out is from iTunes, and it says, always fun. It's from Jen at ovali.tv. Jen's also from YFE. I happen to know Jen. So she says, Stacey does a great job of making me laugh and keeping the conversation casual while still making sure the listener gains something. Very nice. Thanks, Jen. Super excited. Since that was Jen's shout out, I want to interrupt shout outs temporarily and talk about something really, really cool. You guys can now find this podcast at youngfemaleentrepreneurs.com. If you have been around me at all for any amount of time, you know I'm a huge supporter of YFE. I'm actually the city coordinator here in Phoenix for YFE. In addition to that, I am the co-host for the YFE Chat Live on Thursday nights. I love Jen. I love YFE. I love the community. So you guys can now find these podcast episodes there every Tuesday and Thursday. Again, that's youngfemaleentrepreneurs.com. Shout out number two is from Twitter. It is from Julie Goring. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. She says, listening to How to Be Authentic Without Oversharing podcast at the Stacey Harris, with at the Stacey Harris, and it's so valuable. 5 stars. Thanks. Looking forward to more. Thanks, Julie. I am glad you liked that. That was actually last week's question and answer episode. Now, here in the States, today is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I also know, I'm trying to think about how to phrase this. What I'm saying so much. I'm trying to think about how I can say this nicely. So we're just going to say it honestly. This is the time of year where everybody shuts down the computers and closes up the shop and sort of phones it in for the rest of the year. Now, I am totally guilty of this. I'm taking December off. You guys know that. These podcasts will still be coming out at you, and you guys will still hear from me. I'll be tweeting and things like that, but I'm not doing a lot of client work. I'm not doing any client calls. Any client calls that get booked are happening after the first of the year. The Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing is still available, but that's 100% self-study, so you can do it at your own pace. I am, however, taking this time of year to do things like the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing for my own business. I am working on developing my speaking. I am working on laying out my 2014 plans. I think that there's a misconception that you have to shut down 100% all of the time, and that's not true. I am taking a big chunk of time off in December, and there is 3 weeks that are left in this year that I won't be working at all. I won't even be doing any business development stuff. But before that, as I sort of take some time off from working for my business, doing the client delivery portion of my business, I will still be doing some things that help me grow my business next year. So the question I got this week was, when do you pack it in? And how I manage that downtime while still maintaining my social media. And it's a really great question. It's a question I get from a lot of people is sort of, you know, it's generally framed as how do you stay social when you're out of the office? And I get this a lot from people who travel a lot. Maybe you are location independent, or maybe you speak a lot, so you're traveling constantly, is how do you stay social? Because there's huge chunks of time where you're just not at your desk, in your office, ready to engage with people. And it's important to note that I am a big proponent of downtime. I'm a big proponent of you taking some time off this time of year or any time of year and sort of refueling. I think we all need that, and I think it's something we forget to do a lot. But there is a way to stay social during that time and keep your community engaged. Now, there's two ways to do it. And we're going to start with the Social Media Foundation, which is a term you've probably heard me say before. But the Social Media Foundation is the basis of everything that happens on your social media pages. It is your foundation of messages that promote your content, someone else's content. It is the bulk of your strategy, really. It's your marketing messages, it's your content, it's your invitations to engage with you, hear from you. It's getting people on your list. It's all of those kinds of posts. And for me, none of those go up live. I schedule everything about a week at a time. Obviously, I'm taking a huge chunk of time off in December, so I am scheduling a lot more than that. And because I know I'm taking that huge chunk of time off, I'll actually have a little bit more robust of a schedule than I normally would have. Where I would normally schedule 2 to 4 messages per day on Twitter, I will probably schedule something closer to 8, because that's what my average Twitter feed looks like. I will find more, it probably won't be any more of my content than it usually is. It'll be the same amount, but I generally don't prepare or schedule a lot of the content when I share other people's content. I sort of add it to my buffer app as I find it. So, but because I'm taking that time off and I won't be reading as much, I will schedule more of that stuff in advance. So, interesting things I'm reading now, I'm not necessarily adding them all to my buffer app. I'm scheduling them to go out a little bit later because I want there to still be that valuable content, even though I may not be reading that valuable content all day. So that's a really great way to make sure that you're staying social and you're staying active, and you're sort of, people are going to continue to see what they're used to seeing from you. Because I think that that is really the key here. It's not necessarily you feeling like you have to be saying something. It's giving your audience what they expect of you, and whenever possible, a little bit more. We never, ever, ever want to go completely silent on our social media channels. I think we've spent too much time and energy building those connections and those relationships. And I think to all of a sudden go silent is an incredible disservice to those people who have told you, hey, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me stuff. I think you're a resource. So like I said, I will beef up my foundation, not with more of my own marketing at all, but I will pre-schedule more of other people's content than I normally do. I will also fill it up with some live stuff. Because I am the center of my brand, I mean, this is thestacyharris.com, this is Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris, it really is sort of my show. I do share a lot about my life, the things that I'm doing. So I will be going, I live in Phoenix, I'll be going up north to Flagstaff, which is about 4 hours north of Phoenix. And I'm sure I will be sharing pictures. I will be sharing that I am not in my office. If I were to go on vacation, I would share that I went on vacation when I got back. You know, there'll be pictures of my time on that trip, because I think that it's just as important to show, especially if you work like me, you work B2B, you work business to business. I work with other people like me. I work with other entrepreneurs, and I think it's important to show that we're not always in our office like full of hustle and just, you know, eating contracts for breakfast. No, like, we have real lives and full lives and complete lives, and we get to do really amazing things because we have our own businesses because we have control of our lives. And so it's as important to me to show me not working as it is to show me working. So I will share things like that. That stuff will all go out. So obviously my posts probably won't be as frequent because I tend to post pretty regularly when I'm in the office. A great example of a way to do this when you're at conferences and stuff is sharing from the event. I'm obviously not going to be at a conference. I'm going to be on vacation. So that isn't as fitting, but I will share pieces of my vacation to the point where I feel comfortable sharing. I think the big takeaway is that you have the things that your community is used to seeing. If your community is used to seeing 4 posts a day that point back to your content, I want them to still see 4 posts a day that point back to your content. If your community is used to seeing you share 3 or 4 highlights from around the web a day, then I want you to share those 3 highlights from around the web. Prepare them in advance. It's all about preparation, and it's all about sort of making it as easy as possible to unplug. And a really great way to do that is to just work ahead a little. As I said, I'm taking off a lot of time in December, so I am spending a lot of time now preparing myself for that. And I think it's really important to point out that that doesn't just happen. I've been getting these podcast episodes ready for you guys for a couple of months now. I've been getting my social media content together for December for a couple of weeks now, outlining what needs to go out. And so I can just, when I sit down to write the updates this week, I can just sit down and write the updates. They're done because I know what it is I'm saying. It's, you know, again, that preparation piece. So I want to know from you. Head over to the show notes page. It's thestacyharris.com/episode7. And I want to know from you, what are you doing to take some time to unplug? And what are you doing to prepare for this holiday season? Are you going balls to the wall, work straight through December? There's no time like the present. Are you backing off a little and maybe doing some learning or some prepping for next year? Or are you like unplugging 100%? I don't even know what my business is for the next month or however long. So head over to the show notes page, thestacyharris.com/episode7, and let me know, because I really, really am curious. If you want to hear your question on a future episode of this show, you have to email me. It's podcasts@thestacyharris.com. Again, that link is on the show notes. You can also tweet me @thestacyharris anytime. Use the hashtag #HitTheMic. And don't forget, head over to iTunes, leave an honest review. I love hearing your guys' feedback on the show. I can only get better if I know what you want to hear. So let me know. Until next time, I will see you when I see you. Bye, guys.